This is CPR News, and I'm May Ortega. Ballot counting resumes today in the race that is still too close to call for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Last night was the deadline for voters with ballot problems to fix them and still be counted. It was also the cutoff for ballots to arrive from military and overseas voters. Going into today, fewer than 2,000 votes separated Republican incumbent Representative Lauren Boebert and her Democratic challenger, Adam Frisch. Denver's public school board will vote on the closure of 5 elementary and middle schools today. Keikoa Rashad attends Columbian Elementary.
I would like you to repeal the small schools resolution. I am a student at a small school, and there is a great community at my small school. When they told me they were closing Columbian, I felt dejected. I was overjoyed when I could go back to Columbian after COVID because I got to see all my friends in person. Students should have a say at what happens to their schools because it has been their school for a long period of time.
DPS has come under scrutiny for closing schools with more students of color and higher percentages of students that require subsidized lunches. The closure list originally included 10 schools, but was pared down to 5. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to climb up sharply in Colorado. They're now at 379, up by almost 60 since just last week, higher than any point in the summer. Last time it was this high was in February during the Omicron wave. You can learn more about this and much more at CPR.org.